This morning's service, the title of it, if you like, is I've been trying to get a message to you. Okay, I've been trying to get a message to you. There's no points, there's no prizes this morning, but anybody know a song called I've been trying to get a message to you? Yeah, somebody. Who did it? Bee Gees, exactly. Yeah, we're trying to hit all ages this morning. There we go, the Bee Gees, there you go. Andy's favourite group, because it's got bees in it. Anyway, I've been trying to get, I've been trying to get a message to you. And usually, we kind of have our reading later on in the service, but we're going to have it early on this morning. And I'm just going to read it to you. And explain why we've gone for this morning. It's actually a reading that Gareth preached on in Lent. Although I think I'm using a different version from one of the different Gospels this morning. I'm not preaching on it this morning. We're not looking at it this morning because he did such a bad job in Lent. Really, we're going to be looking at a different aspect to it. So it's a parable of the tenants, and it's found in Mark 12, starting at verse 1. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables, stories. A man planted a vineyard, and he put a wall around it, and he dug a pit for the wine press, and he built a watchtower. So in other words, somebody got everything ready, did all the graft, did all the hard work, did everything that were needed to produce fruit. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit from the vineyard. That was common practice. You did the graft, and then you got somebody to manage it for you while you were away on your jolly days. And then at harvest time, you'd get your cut of the produce. But they seized him. They beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Then the owner sent another servant to him, and they struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. So he sent another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. He, the owner, had one left to send, a son who he loved. And he sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and they killed him and they threw him out of the vineyard. We're going to leave it there because pretty much the bit that follows is really Jesus saying how, you know, this was his message to the people who were hearing at the time, to the Jews. That he'd sent prophets, he'd sent so he sent his law, and ultimately he'd sent Jesus. And his people, the Jews, had rejected everything that he'd done. And you know, the whole of the Bible is about God trying to get a message to us. If you read books and you're German, Augsburg, God's salvation history, God's saving story, and God trying to get a message to us. But what is that message? And that's what we're going to try and focus on this morning. What is this message? So it got me to thinking. Well, if we were going to get a message to somebody, how would we do it? I'm guessing we've got a lot more options these days than what Jesus had back in his day. So we're going to have a bit of a quiz. You're in two convenient teams, okay? Two convenient teams. What I'll ask is can we have some of you chaps on the back row? What I want you to do is go and ask anybody who's on this side of a way of getting a message to someone, okay? And then race back to the front and write it down on this flip chart. You've got the executive flip chart this morning. It's got legs and everything. You've got an old cupboard door and a chair. What I'd like is could some of our front row here, some of our older uniformed front rowers here, guides, if you can go and ask somebody, how would you get a message to somebody? Run back, write it on the flip chart down there, okay? You've got 3 minutes. There's a pen down there that you'll need, so off you go. How would you get a message to somebody? Okay, zero, right. If you can put your pens down, and can you just count how many you've got, please?
Three
more than them. 16. 14. Oh, you weren't far off. So, let's see. I've got a list coming up. Did you get email? Yeah. Messenger. That MSM thing. Yeah. Facebook? WhatsApp? A letter. That's this thing we used to get, this thing called a pen. And yeah, okay. A messenger, actually send a person. Telegraph. Telegram. Oh, letter again. Just for novelty value. Morse. Yeah? Maybe using a light. Yeah? Semaphore. You get semaphore? Excellent. Good. That's going to be useful later. A note. Not as busy as a letter. Just scribble it down. Boof. What else we got? Text. Telephone. Tracking. Yeah. Sticks on the ground. Four went this way. Yeah. All that business. Phone call. Sign languages. CB. Citizen band or amateur radio. And let's not forget the look. Get the message? Oh, yeah. Okay. Great. So, loads of different kinds of messaging. We're getting a message to somebody. And, again, in the Bible, we see how God used loads of different ways. He sent people. He spoke to different people and got them to pass messages on. He gave them things actually written down. He even got people to act out what he wanted people to learn or what he wanted to say to people. Even one man, a man called Hosea, his whole life ended up being a message for the people around him. And later on, we're going to be unpacking God's message for us today, and it's in two parts, but we'll come to that. Now, this is not a setup. While we were praying beforehand, we had a bit of a picture. Sometimes God brings a picture to people's minds. And the picture that came to somebody's minds this morning was of an ear and a heart. Okay? An ear and a heart. And as the ear listened, it grew. But as the ear grew, the heart grew. And maybe the message for that this morning is as we listen to God, our love for him will grow. If we listen to God, our love for him will grow. So that's my prayer really for us all this morning. Well, I've been trying to get a message to you, part two. So what's God's message to us? Well, as I've already mentioned, this morning, in simple terms, we're going to be looking at two aspects of God's message to us. Just in case you don't know what two messages look like, that's what one message looks like. And that's what no one does. Now then, I've been trying to get a message to you. I wonder, we got two great lists of how we could get a message to somebody. And it got me to thinking, we could have a little bit of fun with that. A little bit of fun of trying to get a message to each other this morning to illustrate what God's message is to us. We're going to go multimedia on this, getting this message across this morning. So I'm going to need some volunteers. I'm going to need... Right. First thing is, I'm going to need two scouts. Okay? So yeah, you look for one, and chap sat next to you. You're made for this because I need somebody who's relatively tall. Now, at the back of the church, as you'll find in most churches, there's a clothes prop with a pigeon tied at the top of it. And what I'd like to do is in a minute, I'd like you to go and hold that clothes prop as high as you can, okay? And I'd like you, there's a piece of brown string hanging down. Don't do anything with it until I say go. When I say go, I want you just to pull it, get a sharp tug, okay? So if you want to go to the back there and just get in your position, I will actually need a further scout, so if our next volunteer can come down. And what I need you to do is to stand about here, well, actually kneel like that. Okay, can you do that for me? That's great. And I'll just come and get the next bit of the ever so important equipment. That's lovely. If I can just squeeze between your chaps. That's it. Don't pull that string, whatever you do, or my teeth come out. That's it. Coming down this way. That's it. Big chap reversing, be careful. Right, now then. Now, the thing that's a little bit iffy about this, we do need a certain amount of tension on this line. So, what I'd like to do is just kind of keep that kind of taut. Right. Give it a pull. See what happens. Whoop! That's it. Keep it up. That's it, keep it up. It's a good job it's a pigeon, not a cow. That's all I can say. Right, excellent. Brilliant, chap. Can you pop that down for us? Right. Yeah, just lay it down on the floor. I'll tidy it up later, don't worry. That's great. Now that we've got a message, I just want you to hold on to that message for me for a minute, okay? Right. I need ten people. We're going to go, let's have a think. One, two, would you mind helping us? You've got, no, okay, we'll have you two, and we'll have an Ethan Dilly, right? Don't worry, chaps, you're going to help me later on. Okay, just come and stand on this step here, and then we'll have, one, two, three, four, yeah, five, right. Just come and stand on this step, right. I've got to do a bit of, just ease yourself apart a little bit, because you're going to have your hands held up. That's it. Just this way a bit. Right, okay. Right. Oh, dear. Is it okay if I just touch your hands? Because I need to move your arms about. And rather than saying, stick that one up, it's easy if I just move you. Okay. So, here we go. This hand's going to go up there, and this hand's going to go down there. That's brilliant. Keep like that. Right, this one, oh, you were already doing it, just like that. Okay, this one, we want that one down there and that one up there. That's great. Right, oh, you've got a slightly trickier one. This one goes that way, and that one goes up there. That's it. Where have we got to? Oh, this one, yeah. That one goes up there. That one goes down there. That's it. Lovely. This one, just cross your arms over. That's great. How many have we got left? Oh, yeah, you've got a tricky one as well. Sorry, I need to remove you. That one's up there. That one's down there. That's it. Okay, now you just need to cross your arms, that's right. And hopefully, Jeff, can you try and pick these up on the camera for us? I bet he's already done it, hasn't he? Here we go. That one there, that one there. That's great. That one there, that one over there. And then yours is nice and easy. That's it. Okay. Right. Sorry. I've just realised, it doesn't matter about picking them up on the camera, Jeff. Because I need my next slide. Can you see what they've done? What are they doing? Semaphore. Oh, this is more advanced. This is Semaphore. Okay. updated version. Okay. So, as soon as you've worked it out, shout it out. Captain's got it. It is, thank you very much. But anyway, what about this? Yeah. Yeah, they're actually in Semaphore saying, I love you. Can you just undo that envelope for us? Yeah, I'm not saying it. I love you. Okay, so God's message to us. Thank you. Do you want to lower your arms, give me a little shake, and come and sit down while you get deafened by the applause? Simple terms, God's message to us is, I love you. I love you. And that's ever since creation. That's what God's been trying to say to us. I love you. In simple terms, that's what it's all about. I love you. And we complicate it. We put, we kind of try and put conditions on it, and we try and make it into an industry. But actually, when it comes down to it, that's what God wants us to hear this morning. I love you. That's the first part of his message. Remember, we said it's a two-part message, and we're going to be looking later on at what the second part is actually to do in this message. I love you. God says, I love you, and he shows it to us by sending his son, just like in the story. And, in the story, the son got killed. Jesus got killed. And for the people in the story, that were bad news. But for us, it became good news, as we just sung. Because that's the way that God brought us back to himself. Part four, I've been trying to get a message to you. Now, we've already said, just to recap in case you'd nodded off. Part one is that God says, I love you. He doesn't just say it, he declares it and he acts it out. He puts it, like we said, there's lots of different ways of communicating a message. God didn't just say it. He acted it out. He put it into practice. He sent a messenger. He sent his son. Okay, but what's the other part? What's the other part of the message? I love you. What's the other part? Right, this is where the beavers come into their own. Beavers, beavers, beavers. Okay, right. Take a line up on this here step for us, please, chaps. Okay. The other part of the message, it's on here. Can you grab hold of that bit there? You're probably going to need to grab it at the top and at the bottom. Okay, that's why the Lord gave you two hands. That's wonderful. Right, and then what we're going to do is we're just going to string this out this way. And Daniel, if you just follow me this way. I'm starting to panic now. This way, Daniel. There you go. And if you can hold on to that top and bottom, that's wonderful. That's it. And then beavers, spread yourself along. That's it. And that's great. That's great. That's great. You stay here. That's it. You keep seeing me, Elijah. That's it. Right, then we're all going to move this way a bit. To me. Hey, stop it. To me. Right, okay. Learnt to dance in my village. They did. Yeah. Anyway. I am the fifth chuckle brother. That's the village rumour anyway. That's it. You don't know that. Right, okay. So, that is the other part of the message. So, now we all know. Hang on. Ah, soon we will all know. As soon as you've worked it out, can you shout it out, please? Can you hold it higher, lads? That's great, you're all right. You've worked it out already, have you? Well, great, well, let some of the congregation have a go. While you're working it out, if you're into your rhyme and what have you, it does actually rhyme with the first part of the message. We have a tentative handle. Yeah. What are you going to do? I love you. What are you going to do? The last character is a question mark. What are you going to do? So that is, if you like, the summary, the simple summary of God's message to us. I love you. What are you going to do? I love you. What are you going to do? Now remember we said there are lots of different ways of getting a message across. I love you, what are you going to do? And Jesus, when he was on earth, telling us about what following God were like, he were really saying, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? If we wanted to squeeze them two bits of message together and communicate them in another way, then maybe we could do it in a song. You know, we've already done it in a song several times. But I've got some brownies. Brownies, here you come. We'll do it on the floor down here, because if we do it up there, our stamping will deafen the church, I'm sure. Okay, so just come and make like a bit of a group down here. That's it. Biggins at the back. That's great. Lovely, wonderful. That's it. Do you want to stand in front? You always sing better when you're in a group rather than a line. That's it. If we had to put our God's message into a song or a bit of a song, I don't know which song you'd choose. You might choose a great hymn. You might choose a nice, happy, clappy worship song. For this morning, I've chosen the chorus of a pop song. It's an old pop song, so don't worry too much. As someone else said it, somewhere like this. Are we ready? Are we stamping first or clapping first? I can't remember. Stamping, right. Not too fast. I'm getting tired. Love, love me do, you know I love you, I'll always be true, so please, love me do. Everybody, ready? Love, love me do, you know I love you, I'll always be true, so please. Wonderful. Give them a clap. Brilliant. Okay. So, quite literally, God says, God declares, God demonstrates, God shows us, God has acted out, and God has actually put into practice the fact, and he says, love, I love you. I'm begging you to love me back. What are you going to do? I love you, what are you going to do? Love him back. That's what God wants as the reply, if you like. I love you, what are you going to do? Let's love him back. And if you want to know more about what loving God back means and how we actually do that, then come along. Come along to church, find out. Ask somebody. Ask Julia about it. Ask me. Ask one of the band. Ask one of the sound team. If you want to know more about what loving God, ask him. If you want to know more about what loving God actually means, ask somebody. Come along and find out. Call in at the welcome desk. Call in midweek and talk to one of the welcomers. It would be lovely to actually talk to you about that and help you unpack what it means to love God back because he loved us first.